We begin the current daf in Sechdes Tainis, daf Chaf, begin 10 lines up in the bottom of the Yamed, on the Yud Tesima base. The Gemara continues the discussion talking about rain. So the Gemara brings the following story. It once happened that all the Jewish people came up, one of the three Yamed Tavim, to Yerushalayim. They didn't have any water to drink. So Halach Nakdim Ben Gurion, who was a very wealthy Jew, he went. It's other Nechri, went to one of the non-Jewish rulers. Amalei said to him, said, lend me 12 fountains of water for those who are coming up for the Yom Tiv to Yerushalayim, and there's no water for them. And he says, I'll give you in place of them 12 other wells of water. And that is that the rain will rain ultimately, and it will fill up the springs, the wells. And that is, these wells weren't springs that would regenerate so well, and therefore they didn't come on their own. So he's promising, he said, look, if you give us the water, then I'll go ahead and I'll make sure that it's going to get rain. And if I don't give you, in other words, if it doesn't end up raining, I don't give you back these 12 springs of water, I'll give you 12 talents of silver. And they made a designated time when, by that time, he has to either give him water or the money. Once it reached the time for that they had made up and it didn't rain, so b'shachar shalachlei, so in the morning that the ruler came and sent to Nakdim Megurian, he says, shagerli oimaim oimoy shesh lebiatcha, he says, send me either the water or the money that I have by you that you owe me. So shalachlei, so Nakdim Megurian sent him, says, adayin yesh lizman, says, I still have time, kaliyim kule shalihu, the entire day it's still mine, I have till nighttime to pay you back. But tzaraim shalachlei, so when it was by the noontime, so again, that officer sent him. He says, "Shagli amai, my moshe shibretcha." Said, "Send me the money or the water that you owe me." So shalachle again, Nakdim Begurin sent him. So dain yeshli shayis bayim. He says, "I still have time for the day. It's not over yet." So b'mincha shalachle. So by evening time, when it was turning towards later in the day, so then he sent him again. Shagli amai, my moshe shibretcha. Send me the water or the money that you owe me. So shalachle again, Nakdim Begurin responded. He says, I still have time during the daytime. It's not night. So Liglu of Isayadna, so that ruler laughed and mocked at Nagdib Megurin. Says, Amar, he said, Kalashana Kula Leyadigusham, the entire year it didn't rain, and you had to borrow from me the water, and we made up a set time, and today's the day. And we continue on top of Chafam and Alf. The Akshab Yadigusham, and now you think there's a few more minutes left till nighttime, and you think now it's gonna rain? So right away, nichnas labeis hamerchetz besimcha. So this ruler was so rejoicing, he went to the bathhouse all happily. He knew he was going to get all this amount of silver. Now, atcha other nichnas besimchas labeis hamerchetz. Now, at this time, when the ruler was going into the bathhouse all happily, nagdimen nichnas labeis hamigdash kishu atzev. Now, under the contrary, however, nagdimen, who was sad, he went to the beis hamigdash. In the satev amad betfila, he wrapped himself and he stood in prayer. Am lafanav, he said in front of Hashem, Rabbi Nishalayla, Master of the World, Galav Yadula Fenecha, Shalayla Chavayi Yassisi. It's revealed and known to you that I didn't do this for my own honor, to go ahead and borrow all this water from this leader. Shalayla Chavayi Beisaba Yassisi, and I didn't do it for the honor of my father's household. Shalayla Chavayi Yassisi, I did it for your honor. All the people coming, Shayi Mai Mitzun La'ilu Gam, that there should be water for those that are coming to Alila Regal, that's how I went and borrowed the water. Miyad Niskashra Shemayim Bavim, so right away the clouds started gathering together. And it rained so much that it filled up the 12 wells of water, and it even had leftover. That's how much it rained. Now, by the time finally that this ruler came out of the bathhouse, Nakdim Ben Gurion yotzei beis hamikdash, he was coming out of the beis hamikdash at that time. So when they both met each other, Amalai, so Nakdim said to this Adon, Tenli demei mayim yesh li biyatcha, says, you have to pay me back, give me back change, that the excess water that I gave you more than that I borrowed from you, because it was more than just the 12 wells. So Amalei the Adin said to Nakdimen, says, Yedei ani, says, I know, Shleihirash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaseh Lamei El Bishvilcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned over his whole world only because of you, and I know that. El Adayin Yesh Li Pischa Pelech, he says, I still have a claim against you. Sha'itzi Mimcha Yaseh Ma'aseh, that I'll be able to exact my money back from you. Because actually the sun had already set, and when it finally rained, it was really in my time that it rained. I don't know you anything because it was my time, and you didn't pay back by the time the sun had set. So the Gemara tells us, Chazav and Nechdas la Beis HaMikdash. So, Nakdim and Begum went back into the Beis HaMikdash. Nis'ativ Amad B'Tfil, again he wrapped himself and he stood and prayed. Amal Lefanam, he said in front of Hashem, Rabbi Neshalai, the master of the world, Hayda Shiyesh Lecha Ahuvim B'Lemecha. Let it be known that you have those individuals that you love in your world. Miyad Nispazru Ha'avim V'Zar Chachama. So immediately the clouds dispersed and the sun was shining. At that moment, that Adin told Tenakdimon, Ilu loy noktera hachama, if the sun had not shone, hayli pischem pe'alecha, I would have had an excuse, a claim against you. Sha'itz mimcha ma'isa, that I would have taken back my money, but now that the clouds went away and they saw that it was still daytime, that was really showing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Nakdim Megorian and that it was still daytime and he didn't have to pay back the Adin. Now the Gemara tells us, Tana, we learned the Braisa, actually, Loi Nakdimon Shmai. His name wasn't even Nakdimon. Ele Buni Shmai. His name was Buni. V'lom Nekru Shmai Nakdimon. So why was he called Nakdimon? Shenekter Racham Abavurai. Because the sun had shined, especially because of him. As we learned, turn around, learn the Braisa. Shloisha Nikdim Olahem Cham Bavurin. There were three individuals that the sun stayed in the east because of them. Which means to say that it didn't set in its appropriate time. Maisha, Yeshua, Nakdim Megorian. So the Gemara asks, we understand that the story of Nakdim Megoria is tradition, as we just quoted at Gemara. Now, Yeshua Namikra, Yeshua is also a pasuk. The Chassidic says a pasuk in Yeshua. It says, Ve'yidoim ha'shemesh, that the sun was silent. Ve'yireach amar, and the moon stayed still. Ve'goyim, etc., where the pasuk there says, Ve'yamad ha'shemesh b'chatzi ha'shemayim, that the sun stood in middle of the heaven. And didn't rush to go down as it normally does, which means to say that it stood still for Yeshua. But the Gemara asks, how do we know that the sun stood still because of Maisha? So Rabbi Lazi says, Asya Achil Achil. We learn that Exereshav from the word I will begin to where it says I will begin. Where Ksevach, it says over here by Maisha in Devarim, Achil Teis Pachtecha, I will begin to place your awe. Ksevachim, it says over there by Yeshua, in that context over there says, Achel Gadelcha, I will begin to make your name great. So since it says by the Mechama of Yeshua, Achel Gadelcha, and by the Mechama of Maisha, it says Achel Tespachtecha, so that's coming to teach us, just like by Yeshua, that the sun stayed by his war, as it says explicitly in the Pasig, and it didn't set. So by Maisha, that's how Pesukim do that it learns out what's called Sasam from Mefurish, where it merames it with changing the wording, which that's the limud of Gzer Shava, which is one of the Yod Gimel Midos that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's the idea where, since it uses the same terminology, it's come to teach that same lesson. Just like by Yeshua it stood still, so too by Moshe it didn't set. Another source for this limud by Moshe Rabbeinu was Reb Shmuel ben Nachmeni Amar. He says, Asya taste, taste. We learn out the word put, where it says by Yeshua put, where Ksivach, it says by Moshe, Achal taste pachtecha, I'll begin to place, to put your awe. Uksivasim, it says over there by Yeshua, by his war, says, B'yoyim teis Hashem es ha'amari, that Hashem will give over the amari. And again, that's the same idea, where it says, teis, teis, till an exer shava. A third source for this, Rabbi Yechonam, he says, Asim begufa dekra. Actually, we learn that out from the pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu's war itself, where it says in Devarim, it says, Asha yishmut shemacha, that they will hear about your, V'ragzu v'chal mepanecha, and they will tremble and be afraid from in front of you, which the explanation is, Amesai rugs of Achal Mepanacha, when will they tremble and fear from you? Bishosh Aniktim Alecham Alamesha, when the sun stayed in the east from Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah, that we said, V'chein ir shalo yardu leg gishamim chulu, and also a city that it didn't rain on it, where now the Gemara is going to expound on the pasuk that was quoted, which says, Al ir achas amter, that on one city I will rain, Val ir achas lo amter, and another city I will not rain. So on that Amar Rabbi Huda Marav, he comes to explain, says actually v'shtei and leklala, both of those are a curse. And that is the one where it says that it will rain is too much rain and it's going to destroy the crop. And the one that says that it will not rain is that there's not going to be any rain and therefore there's no crop that's going to grow. And that's the one that we're saying that the pasuk is actually saying a curse on both. And that's what our Mishnah references when you have a city that there's no rain. That's the city that has to scream out. Now the Gemara brings many other interpretations from Rabbi Huda Marav of different pesukim. And they all give a different spin of a bracha, although it sounds like it's a klala, but a bracha that actually is inherent in that pasuk. So he quotes a pasuk in Eicha that says, "Haisi Yushalayim l'nida b'neim," that Yushalayim was like a menstruating woman, which also could be used as a connotation of being excommunicated from amongst them. Now, Amar Rav Yehuda Merav, he expounds that actually it's labracha. It's a blessing, which is kenida, like a menstruating woman. Mani, the yesh laheter, just like a menstruating woman, has permissibility, that although she's forbidden to her husband right now, but she could go after she cleans up and then goes to the mikveh, Af Yerushalayim, yesh la takana, is coming to say that also Yerushalayim will also have a takana, a rectification, ultimately. Another pasuk in Eicha says, Ha'isa kalmana, she was like a widow. Now, Amar Rav Yehuda, again Rav Yehuda interprets, says, Labracha, actually it's a blessing, because it says, Kialmana, like a widow. But not that she was actually a widow, which comes to say that Yerushalayim is like a woman that her husband went overseas, where that she's like a widow when her husband's still alive because he's gone very far, but his intention is still to come back to her, and that's what Yerushalayim is, the same thing. A pasuk in Malachi says, that Hashem says, I will also make you low down and trodden and despicable amongst the nations. So Rav Yehuda again, Rav Yehuda says, it's labracha, it's a blessing. That is, therefore the non-Jews do not make us those who are the tax collectors by the river. And neither do they make us officers, again, because we're so mevuzah, we're so disgusted in their eyes, but that's a blessing because that's not a job that is loved, beloved by the people, and therefore the Jewish people don't end up getting those type of jobs. Another pasuk, a pasuk Melachim Aleph says, "V'hika Hashem es Yisrael," that Hashem will smite the Jewish people, "Kashayana ha'kana b'mayim," like the reed gets bounced around, gets shaken in the water. Again, Amar Rav Yehuda Merav, he says, "Labracha," it's a blessing. As the Amar Shmuel ben Nachmani Amar B'Yenison, he says, "Ma'idich said, what does it mean?" A pasuk in Mishlei that says, "Nemanim pitzei ayhev," that the wounds that come from my beloved are faithful, but v'netaris, the opposite is Neshika Sine, the kiss of the enemy. What does that pasuk mean? Taiva klala shekil achaya hashaloni es Yisrael. Better is the curse that achaya hashaloni had cursed the Jewish people, that's considered pitzei ayhev. Yaisa mibracha shebirchin Bilam Rasha. Better than the kiss of the enemy, which are the blessings that Bilam Rasha gave to the Jewish people. As he explains, achaya hashaloni kilon bikana. Achaya hashaloni had cursed the Jewish people in terms of a reed. Amalem Yisrael, he said to the Jewish people, V'hika Hashem Yisrael, Hashem will hit the Jewish people, Kasha Yonet HaKana, like the reed gets moved around. Now, however, Ma Kana Zel Eimid B'Mokamayim, just like we find by this reed, that it stays in a place of water. And V'Gizem Machlef, its stalk gets regenerated. V'Sharashim Reuben has a lot of roots. And therefore, V'Afil Kal Ruches Sheba'olam Bo'is V'Neishu Zvayim, although there's a lot of Makas, all the winds of the world come and shake it, but it doesn't rip it out from its place. It moves together with it. When the winds quiet down, the reed is still in its place, like the Jew. However, Bilma Rasha blessed them as a cedar. Like it says, the pasuk in Bamidbar, karazim, like cedars. Now, the pasuk actually says, karazim alimayim, like cedars on water. However, Rashi explains that, although it says Alimayim, that wasn't the words of Bilam. Bilam only said Karazim, like cedars. Now, the Malach, the angel that responded, he said Alimayim. And so to all the things that Bilam said, he said Kenachalim, where sometimes the stream could dry up. And that the Malach said Netayu, which is those which are constantly flowing, which don't dry up. And that's what the Pasuk says, that V'havach Hashem lekechel chasa klal levracha, that Hashem switched over every curse he was saying for a blessing through the Malach that had responded to everything that Bilam was saying. And therefore, the comparison would follow, just like you find by a cedar, which is not situated in the place of water, and its trunk does not get regenerated, and it doesn't have a lot of roots, and therefore, even if all the winds of the world, which are not as harsh, if they are neishviz bay, you're right, if they blow out the cedar, it doesn't uproot it. However, but when a really hard wind, like the southern wind, as the Gemara Baba Basra explains, had there not been this Malach ben Nuts that keeps it in its place, no person can have withstand the southern wind, then it uproots and takes the cedar and smashes it down. And not only that, the better is the reed, which was the curse of Machia Shaloni, than the bracha of Bilam, which was for the Erez, where although it's strong, but once it gets broken and it's done, the reed itself merited to have it made out of the pen that was lichtav by Sefer Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim, that's used to write the Sefer Torah, Nevi'im, and Kesuvim. And therefore it's better the curse of the beloved than the blessing of the enemy. And therefore, as Rabbi Yehuda Merav explains, that's the inherent bracha in that pasuk, although it's saying about all the makas, but that it's going to be like a kana, again, which has its own bracha. So related to this halacha about the discrepancy of the kana and the eras, you remember he's talking about the following brisa. La'olam yehi adam rach kana. A person should always be as soft as a reed. V'ayei kasher keres, he shouldn't be as hard as a cedar. As the Gemara brings the following story. Ma'aseh shabar Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon. There was a story where Reb Elazar b'Shimon was coming, Mimigdal Gedar, which was Mibes Rabbi from the place of his teacher. V'ayirachav al-chamar, he was riding on a donkey. U'matayel, and he was strolling happily al-svas nahar, on the edge of the river. V'sameach simcha gedayel, he was very happy. V'yisadayt de'gas alav, and he was very proud of himself. And they should learn a Torah Haber because they learned a lot of Torah. So Tanya Talmud Beis. And there's Damala Adam Echad Shay Makur B'Yisur. So he encountered a person that was very ugly. And there are some Svarim that write that this was actually Eliyahu HaNavi, who intended to rebuke him that he shouldn't be accustomed to doing this, to be so nizgayas, to be so proud of himself. So Eliyahu told him, Shalom Alech Rabbi, peace unto you, Master. B'Lehech Zalai. And Elizabeth Shimon didn't respond to him. Rather, Amalai, rather, he said to this ugly person, says, Reka, empty one. Kama makurai soyish, how ugly is that person? A reference to this person. Shemekol b'nei ircha mokharan kamaischa, maybe all the people of your city are as ugly as you. So Amalai, so this man responded to him. He says, any day, he says, I don't know. Elalech va'amar lo'umen she'asani. Rather, go ahead and tell the craftsman that made me. Kama makur klizesh asisa, how disgusting is the vessel that you made. Now, Kivin Shriyad Batma Shachata, once Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon realized that he sinned because he was saying something bad about the vessel that Hashem made, Yared Menachamarev Neshatech Lafanav. So he got down from the donkey and he prostrated himself. He bowed down in front of this person. Vamala, and he said to him, Nanesilach, I spoke too much against you. Machali, please forgive me. So Amalai said to him, Eini Moichalach, I'm not going to forgive you. Achatelech Lu'um Mechazani, until you go to the craftsman that made me. V'amalai, and you tell him, Kama korkli zesha sisa, how despicable, how disgusting is this vessel that you made. V'imitayelach Rav, so Rav Elazar b'Shimon was following after this person, Achigili Yirei, until he got to his city. Yatsu b'nei Yirei l'krasai, so the people of his city came out to greet the great Rebbe, Rav Elazar b'Shimon. V'yamalai, and they told him, Shalom alecha Rebbe, Rebbe, Mari, Mari, peace unto you, teacher, teacher, and our leader, our master, our master. Samalahem, so this disgusting person told the townspeople, Lemiatim Karim Rebbe Rebbe, who are you calling out to say, teacher, teacher? So Amalei, they said to him, L'zesh metal acharecha, to the person that's following after you. Amalehem, so he said to them, Imzeh Rebbe, if this is a teacher, Al Yibukum Eisub Yisrael, there shouldn't be many like him in the Jewish people. Amalei, so the townspeople said to him, M'mneima, why? Amalehem, he said to them, Kachwe Kachasli, this is what he said to me, this is what he did to me. Amalei, townspeople said to him, Ava Bekein Machalei, in spite of that, forgive him. Sha'adim gadol b'tayrahu, because he's a great person in the Torah. So Amalehem, he said to them, B'shvilcham hareini meichalei, because of you and your merit, I'm going to forgive him. U'bavad shalai hei rogel asken, as long as he's not accustomed to doing this, again, to be mizgaya, to have this mid of gaiva, being haughty and lording himself over other people. Now miyad nichnas Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon b'darsh. So immediately Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon went in and he expounded and he said, this halacha, la'aylam yehi adam rach kanam. A person should always be soft like a reed, vayei kasher keres, and he shouldn't be hard like a cedar, which again is amounting to the gaiva that the Erez has, which he had on some level. And ulafikach zachar kana likalamena kulmas lichta by sefer Torah tefilmazuz. And he said, and because of that, that the kana is like an anav, that it's soft and it bends easily, that's why it merited to be used to write sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzos. Now the Gemara continues quoting our Mishnah. And explaining, it says, "V'chein irshish b'dever emapagas." So to a city that had pestilence, or where the buildings collapsed, then we said, "Misana masras," that they fast those people of the city and they scream out. So turn by Melinda Bryce that qualifies this halacha. Mapilas sha'amru, regarding when we said if the city has that the buildings collapsed, is only briyos b'leiruyos, if the buildings that had collapsed were strong ones and not shaky ones. and she'ena ru'is lipol, and we're talking about that it wasn't fit for it to fall down, v'loha ru'is lipol, and not those that were fit to fall down. So the Gemara asks, what's this redundancy? Hainu brihois, this idea of being strong, is hainu she'ena ru'is lipol, is the same thing as saying that it's not fit to fall down. And so too, hainu ru'is, saying that it's shaky, is hainu ru'is lipol, is the same thing as saying that it's fit to fall down. To which the Gemara answers, lo tzricha. Actually, there is a case where she'enin ru'uyis is not shaky, but it is ru'uyis lipo, but it's still fit to fall down. And that is the naflu machmas gavayu, where it fell down because of its great height, so it's not the same thing. It was a strong building, however, it is fit to fall down because of its great height. Inami, or another case would be, the kaiman agudid in the hara, where it's by the edge of the river, where although it's a strong building, however, it's still fit to fall down because the water goes and continues deteriorating and taking away from the foundation, and therefore, although it's bria, however, it is ru'is lipo. And the same thing would work in the reverse, as we find, there was the shaky wall that was narda. So they have a chal of Rav Shmuel Tusa, that Rav Shmuel would never go under it, even though it stood for 13 years, which means to say that although that it's not fit to fall down, because it stood for such a long time, however, since it's shaky, they wouldn't walk underneath it. However, they would take a circuitous route. They would take a longer route. Again, so we find that in both ways, we have two cases explaining where it could be Berea, but it's still Ruiz Lipo. And we could have that it's not Ruiz Lipo, where if it stood for 13 years, it doesn't sound like it's going to fall. However, since it's Ruiz, it's shaky, they wouldn't walk underneath it. And that's what we're saying, that the case of our Mishnah, that they have to be Masri and they have to scream out and fast, is talking about only that if it's strong and it's not Ruiz Lipo. Now, the Gemara continues that story and says that Yom Echad Ikla Rav Adba Hav L'Hosam. However, one day Rav Adba Hava came to Narda. Amalei Shmuel Rav. So Shmuel said to Rav, Nesi Mar Nekev, come, let's go back and let's take this circuitous route that we take because we don't go underneath that where that wall is. So Amalei, so Rav said to Shmuel, Leit Srichna, you know, today we don't have to. Dik Rav Adba Hava Badan, we have Rav Adba Hava together with us. T'nafesh Chusei V'lim Estafina, where he has a lot of merit. And therefore, I'm not afraid that the building is going to collapse on us. Similarly, as we find Rav Adba Hava's great merit, especially in this area, Rav Huna Havale Ahu Chamra Bahu Beisariya. Rav Huna had a donkey in a very shaky house. Ubay Lifnu, he wanted to get it out of there. So Ailil Rav Adba Avla Hasam. So he went to bring Rav Adba Hava into that house. Mashke Bishmaita Adapani, he engaged him in discussion until they had time to get the donkey out. Basa Dinafik Nafal Beisa. After they left, then the house collapsed. So Argus Rav Adba Hava. Rav Adba Hava realized what happened, but he was upset about it. Savala ki had the Amr Rabbi Yannai, because he held like this statement of Rabbi Yannai. La'ilam al yamar adam b'makam sakana. A person should never go in a place of danger. V'yayma oisin linas, and say that they're going to make a miracle for me. Shema'in oisin linas, maybe they're not going to make a miracle for him. Now, v'imtim t'layma oisin linas, and even if you say that they're going to make a miracle for him, menakan le mizchesev, they take away from his merits, and therefore, even though he had merits, however, he was upset that that was being used up on this house Rav Huna to get his donkey out. Now, Amr Rav Chana Maikra, Rav Chana says, what's the pasuk for this halacha of Rabbi Yannai, that even if you have merits, it gets taken away when the miracle is done? T'chsev, like Yaakov Avinu said in Bereishis, katainti mekol hachasadim mekol emes, I've gotten smaller because of all your kindness and all your truth, that although he had a lot of schuyas, he was worried that because of all the miracles that were done for him, he lost his schuyas. Now the Gemara asks, what were these activities of Rav Adba Hava that he had such great merit that the buildings wouldn't collapse because of him? So the Gemara says, ki had the idma, like this that was said, Shalu Talmidav, and some of the Gersa asked Rav Zera, that the students Rav Zera asked him, V'amrila, and some say Rav Adba Hava that they asked Rav Adba Hava, B'maharach d'yamim, with what merit did you live such a long life? Some of them, he said to them the following things, Miyamai lo hikpadati b'teich besi, I was never overly particular and get upset in my house. V'lo hitza'adati b'fnei mishagolim, and I never went in front of someone that was greater than me. V'lo hiharati b'mavai samatunafes, I never thought in words of Tyra in an unclean place. V'lo hilachti dalar amas b'lo Tyra, I never went 4 amas without Tyra because every moment he was learning. U'b'lo tefillin, I never went dalar amas without tefillin. V'lo yishanti b'beis ha-medrash, I never slept in the beis ha-medrash. V'lo yishanis kva, v'lo yishanis arei, not a temporary sleep and not a permanent sleep. V'lo yisavsi b'lo kol chaveri, I never rejoiced over the downfall of my friend. For the karasa lechaveri b'achinasa, and they never called my friend with his nickname. Barmelon some say b'chanechase with his surname, which is a nickname for the family. Now, the Gemara tells us actually Rav Huna himself also had great merits. Amli Rav Lura from Bar Papa. Leimelon mar mahani mili ma'ayasa dehava of Rav Huna. Tell us from these great activities that Rav Huna used to do. Someone like he said to him, to Rav, says, "Bein kusei le'dechina." I don't remember him from his childhood, but b'sivusei dechina, I remember the activities he did from when he was older. Chalyema de'eve, because every cloudy day, which there was a large winds that would be blowing, and he was afraid that some walls would collapse, have a mafkin le'beguharka de'dehava. He would go out in a golden wagon where the type of ministers would go out. V'sari le'lekula masa, and he would investigate, he would inspect the entire city. V'chalashisa de'hava s'riyasa, and any wall that was shaky, have a sasule, he would demolish it. Now, if it was possible for the master, for the owner of that house, sabanilo, then that owner would go ahead and rebuild it. And if the one who's had the shaky wall wasn't able to rebuild it, banilo, so then he rebuilt it from his own funds. And another thing, every Arab Shabbos, have mishadir shlucha l'shuka, he would send a messenger to the marketplace. And any vegetables that were left over for the gardeners, he would purchase it and throw it into the river. Now the reason why he purchased it was because if there would be leftovers for these people that brought the vegetables, and it would go to, as a loss, because it's going to get ruined over Shabbos, so then it's going to cause problems for the future, where then they're not going to bring enough vegetables that people need for the Suda Shabbos. But then the Gemara asks, why do they throw it into the river? Let them give it to the poor people. So that the Gemara answers, Zimna did samchan datayu. So then what's going to happen is that the poor people are going to rely on those vegetables, and they're going to say, oh, we don't have to purchase. For the Aslam Izrin, and they're not going to come to purchase, maybe there's not going to be any leftovers, and they're not going to have any vegetables to eat for Shabbos. So then the Gemara asks, okay, but b'lishad l'behema, let them throw it to the animals. That the Gemara says, k'savar maichel adam ein maichil in l'behema. He held that food that's fit for humankind, you're not allowed to give it for animals to eat, because it's degrading for the type of food that humans eat. And it looks like a person is ungrateful for the kindness HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives in the world for people to eat. Or another interpretation is that because actually he was concerned about Jewish people's money, and therefore that's why he threw it to the river, that then they could travel to somewhere else where people could find it, instead of having animals eat it. But then the Gemara asked, but V'lei L'zav Niklal, we shouldn't buy it all. Why did he go ahead and buy it? That the Gemara says, as we had explained, it's going to cause a stumbling block to the future. If they have so much leftovers, then they're not going to bring more, and then there's not going to be enough for people to have for Shabbos. Another thing he would do was, kihavali milsa da susa, when he had a certain type of medicine, have a malikuza, he would fill up a bucket with it, but tali le besiva de besa, and he would hang it up by the threshold of his house, vama, and he would say, kaldabai leisa velishkal, whoever needs should come and take the medicine. Vigadami, actually, those that say is, milsa de shifta have a gummer. He knew the ways of the shadim of the demons that hurt and hurt people that don't go ahead and wash their hands. And therefore, have a manach kuzi de maya v'dolile. He would fill up a pitcher of water and then hang it by his house. Vaman, he would say, kal ditzuch leisa v'leil, whoever needs should come and take in and wash himself with this water. Delele stakin, that he shouldn't put himself in harm's way, because there's certain harmful spirits that can hurt a person if he doesn't wash until he dies. Kevakar chrifte, when he would break bread, when he would eat a meal, have a pasach levave vam, he would open up his heart and he would tell everybody, kolman did tzarech leisa v'leichel, whoever needs should come and eat. Now Amar Rabba, Rabba said when he heard all these things that were told him about how great Rav Huna was, says, kula metzina mekayamna, says, I could really do all these things that Rav Huna did, lebar maho, except for this last one, where he said that whoever wants could come and eat, delay limitzina mekayamna, I cannot do that, as we continue on top of Chafal of Manalf, because there's so many poor people in Mechoza where he lived, and they're going to eat up everything that I have, and therefore, you're right, all the things that Rav Huna did, I can do, except for this last thing.